Joe Biden claims no meeting with Burisma advisor on official schedule, like many other meetings. By Kyle Olson on October 15, 2020. Joe Biden's response to allegations that he met with an advisor to Ukrainian energy company Burisma was that it was not on his official schedule. But a review of Biden's activities reveals he did many things that were not on his official schedule, as well. On Wednesday, The New York Post published an email from Vadim Pasherskyy to Hunter Biden on April 17, 2015, which read in part, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure." Andrew Bates of the Biden campaign responded, "We have reviewed Joe Biden's official schedules from the time in no meeting, as alleged by The New York Post, ever took place. It is common practice for politicians of both parties to hold meetings or informal talks and not put them on their official schedule." Earlier this week, Politico reported that Joe Biden's son-in-law, Howard Crane, was involved in a medical investment firm called Startup Health. The day before the launch, Crane's brother scored a meeting with Obama and Biden in the Oval Office. Crane told the Philadelphia Business Journal that Biden was a big fan of Startup Health and had arranged the Oval Office meeting when Crane mentioned to his father-in-law that his business partners were in Washington. Crane's brother told the Business Journal that he used the meeting to let Obama know the administration's health reforms offered a potential treasure trove to health startups. "The president loved it and it became a talking point for him," Crane's brother told the publication. A photo was taken to commemorate the Oval Office meeting with Obama, Biden, Stephen Crane and Unity Stokes. Biden inscribed the photo to Stokes, "Thanks for taking the time to meet with me." A Chinese man involved with Hunter Biden met with the vice president while the American deputy head of state was in Beijing in 2013. Hunter Biden admitted setting up the meeting between his father and his partner in a private equity fund. That meeting was not on the elder Biden's official schedule. 10 days after the Biden's trip, Shanghai authorities issued the fund's business license, NBC News reported. In January 2017, Vice President Biden met with President Obama, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, FBI Director James Comey, and National Security Advisor Susan Rice in the Oval Office to discuss incoming National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Significant evidence has now come to light about that eating, years after it took place. That meeting also was not on Biden's official schedule. The disgraced former FBI official Peter Strzok confirmed Biden's attendance by indicating in his handwritten notes that Biden proposed using the Logan Act to target Flynn. The Logan Act prohibits unauthorized American citizens from negotiating with foreign governments contrary to U.S. policy. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.